Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the cost of traffic crashes.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, hosting an informational lunch session for its PhD in Leadership and Change, Friday, July 26th on the campus of Otterbein University. More at event.antioch.edu/PhD.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The number of Ohioans dying from car accidents has increased in the last decade. Last year, more than 1,200 people in the state died due to traffic fatalities, according to a new report from TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. Rocky Moretti is the organization's director of policy and research, and he's here to talk us through the findings. Could you help us understand what is the driving force behind this increase in traffic fatalities? Are drivers taking more risks on the road?
When COVID hit, we saw this dramatic increase in traffic fatalities. It peaked in Ohio in 2021. And when researchers looked into this significant spike, what they really saw, unfortunately, was that motorists were taking more risks. They were driving faster. They were more likely to be impaired. We've seen that moderate somewhat over the last 2 years. But the reality in Ohio is in 2023, traffic fatalities were 26% higher than they were a decade before.
And these deaths aren't just, you know, your typical car drivers. It also includes motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians. How have these individual groups fared in the last decade?
Across the country, and it's also true in Ohio, that about 20% of overall traffic fatalities are of pedestrian and bicyclist. And so, and we've also seen an increase in their numbers as well over the last decade. And so when you start to look at the solutions, you not only have to keep motorists safer, but you also need to keep pedestrian and bicyclists safer.
And so what are some of the recommendations? What can we do to reduce traffic fatalities in Ohio?
It requires that we make the infrastructure safer. And there's a lot of research that shows when you add centerline rumble strips, when you widen shoulders or remove lane drop-offs, when you add turn lanes on intersections where they're appropriate and needed, all of these solutions result in a significant improvement in safety.
Your report estimates that traffic crashes cost the state an estimated $15.5 billion in medical care, court costs, and property damage. Beyond those more tangible costs, how do traffic crashes impact a community?
Working with analysis from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which looked at certainly the economic cost, but they also looked at the more significant consequences of obviously losing a loved one or being so significantly injured in a crash for, that your lifestyle essentially has been changed significantly. And they quantified that. And what we found in Ohio is that the total cost in 2023 of serious and fatal traffic crashes was approximately $63 billion.
Thinking about Ohio in a more like national context compared to other states, is there anything we're doing or we're not doing that is contributing to these numbers?
Over the last 5 years, there's been 106 traffic fatalities in work zones. And so literally as state and local transportation agencies are trying to improve the system, obviously they need to have work zones, but we're still seeing continued fatalities there, both of motorists being killed in those zones, but also certainly of those workers. And so another challenge in Ohio is to make those work zones as safe as possible.
That's Rocky Moretti, Director of Policy and Research at TRIP. Thank you so much for your time, Rocky.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.